Dr. James Brumall, Director of the George Tyler Moore Center for the Study of the Civil War, Assistant Professor of History at Shepherd.
Dr. Benjamin Bankhurst, Assistant Professor of History at Shepherd University.
Give the nuts and bolts what this grant is about.
The grant is about recovering the experience of enslaved and free African Americans on the Ferry Hill Estate and the adjunct Blackford House Estate. So I think what's interesting about this is, we're looking at the experience of the enslaved within an agricultural context through and domestic context through Ferry Hill, but what I'm interested in, really, and I think this is the area of the project that I'm going to be sort of taking the lead on, is the experience of the enslaved and free African Americans in an industrial context along the C&O Canal and in its construction. So really, I think what's really exciting about this project, these are underexplored topics within the context of that site in general. But secondly, it's a multifaceted approach looking at the experiences of African Americans in a wide array of occupations across the 19th century.
Since the 1990s especially, the National Park Service has become more interested in fully and more holistically interpreting the history of their sites. This is a country that's had a long and tangled history with race and slavery, and historic sites such as Ferry Hill, to their great credit, are trying to confront that history and interpret it in a meaningful way. This is a tremendous opportunity for Shepherd. It's a tremendous opportunity for the History Department to work with the National Park Service and to work with a local resource that isn't underutilized, but perhaps can be more fully realized. The big issue with a project of this sort, that these are non-literate peoples. And so recovering the lives of the enslaved is often difficult, and in many instances, it's done through the lens of white audiences. So you're dealing with a biased archival record to begin with. And then from there, you have to figure out kind of creative ways and how you can enliven that narrative and recapture a history that's often lost. That's one of the reasons why this particular project has two phases. One phase that we're directly involved in, which is the archival work, the historic resource study. But then there's a second phase that'll be conducted down the road that will involve archaeology. And archaeology is in some ways the most democratic means of accessing the past. Everyone throws away trash and refuse, and you can learn incredible amounts of information about different populations through those records. And so, you know, this is an interesting long-term vision to really, again, holistically revising this site that has largely been related to the history of the Douglas family, which is obviously an essential narrative to Ferry Hill and an important narrative. But nonetheless, as Dr. Bankhurst suggested, we're also talking about the evolution of agriculture in the Mid-Atlantic. We're talking about an industrialized landscape that'd be very foreign to audiences when they think about the South. And we're talking about a varied form of farming that would be, again, unfamiliar probably to many audiences who think about Virginia and Maryland primarily through the lens of tobacco culture, when in fact these are areas that are growing wheat and hemp and are actually quite, you know, quote-unquote progressive in how they're conducting their farm work and being relatively innovative because of the lessons learned over the past century and a half of farming in the region.
You know, what Ferry Hill is doing here sort of mirrors what has been going on at places like Monticello, Montpellier, these other historic houses, which have sort of transformed their narrative to include the lives of those that we have very little information about, in an attempt to recreate the lives of, in some cases, domestic service, but most likely and in most commonly enslaved individuals. There's a whole other story here that we're hoping to cast some light on.
Will students be at all involved in this, or will it you know, spread over into your teaching?
We've written into our grant proposal a number of studentships, so we're hoping, yes, that we'll have Shepherd students involved on the ground and in the research aspects of this project from the very beginning.
It's giving them a very tangible, hands-on experience, a very essential piece of their education through this partnership. And experiential learning, I think, is part and parcel of our vision in the History Department and the humanities more broadly. And that's one of the wonderful things about a place like Shepherd, is that because we're situated where we are, we can put students in contact with these professionals and create situations where they're working on professional problems.